Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out through the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. It's really good to be back on the air, and as I shared with you in the episode info, I had to take a break for a little while. Some of you know, we have some listeners that do not know, but I lost my beautiful mother back in October, and it's really been one of the hardest things I've ever endured in my life. It is so easy to be able to talk to people when we're not enduring what they're going through. Or we may think when that time comes, we'll be strong. I've got this. But until you really go through something, you honestly don't know how you're going to respond to it, how you're going to act to it. So tonight we're just going to go and press into some more because so many people are hurting and so many people are going through, and I just want to encourage you all tonight that whatever you may be going through, loss, pain, suffering, heartache like I've been going through, God is there with you. He never leaves you or forsakes you. We just got to learn how to press in and to have understanding and to lean on Him in these things, because when we're going through these things, that's when the enemy can really press in and try to tear us down. I was starting to get so bound by oppression and depression, and I still have days I cry because I miss my mom so much, and I have all the memories of all the pain I've seen her go through and the suffering. But yet, I have the hope and promise knowing that one day I'm going to see her again, and I'm going to get ready to share a song before we get into prayer and the scripture and everything that we're going to be sharing tonight. But this song we actually played at my mom's service on her slideshow, and I heard it for the first time the night before my mom passed away, and I just began to weep, and I felt like it would be played at her service, and that's exactly how it fell into play, but I never knew that it would be so soon. But I want to share this song, and I hope it gives you some comfort and hope, knowing that one day we will be with our loved ones on the other side. This is Colton Dixon's song, The Other Side.
Everybody's dressed in black. The preachers say life goes too fast. The memories have turned to tears, thinking back on all the years. I know that you're in a better place, but I'm still here missing you today. It isn't easy to say goodbye, but I know it's only for run up ahead and I will catch up, 'cause I'm gonna see you when tomorrow comes on the other side, on the other side. I bet you feel you're finally home, into Jesus' face. I know that you're in a better place. I know I'll be joining you someday. It isn't easy to say goodbye, but I know it's only for on the other side.
such a beautiful, beautiful song, and I always cry every time I hear it, and I thank God that he gave me strength to get through it tonight, and I know there's so many people all over the world that has lost someone they love, or they have a loved one that's going through a terrible illness, like what I just endured with my mom. And when you're going through those things, you go through so many emotions. I know myself, I've been like an emotional roller coaster, up and down and back and forth. And you go through the whys and the not understanding and the pain. And your life completely changes when that person is such a big part of your life, like my mother was. And you really don't know how a loved one being sick or passing is going to affect you until you go through it yourself. It's one of the hardest things I've ever endured in my life. I went through so many things with my mother. She's been my best friend my whole entire life. And I can remember the day she was diagnosed at the hospital, and I walked in her room and she had tears in her eyes, and she looked at me and she said, "Why me, Ree?" My mom called me Ree because my middle name is Lee Marie, but my mom called me Ree. And she didn't have understanding then. And my mom truly thought that she was going to beat the horrible disease. And they only gave her 3 months in the beginning. But my mom overcame, and God kept her through her faith for 2 years. I really had my hopes set in that my mom was going to be one of those miracles, that she was going to be healed of cancer, and she would be here to celebrate her birthday with me coming up, and my granddaughter's birthday, and our ways are not God's ways, and many times it's hard to understand, but it's not for us to understand. God has a time and a reason and season for all of our lives, and I had to look to, when I was looking to all the suffering my mom went through, she did it with such grace and dignity. She didn't never complain. She kept her faith in God, and she just kept telling everyone, "It's okay, don't cry." And she would tell us she wasn't scared to die, just the thought of leaving us really did upset her. But I know for me it's been a learning experience in so many ways, and I still am grieving. But what helps me to get through is the hope that I have in Jesus, knowing that he understands and that God understands suffering and pain, because Jesus came and he was in flesh and he went through pain. He went through suffering. He went through betrayal. He went through being crucified on a cross, dying for us. He was beating so bad that people could not even recognize him. And God had to watch his son die so that we could be saved. So when I start looking to what happened with my mom, I look to Jesus, knowing that he understands, knowing that God understands the loss of someone he loved. And Jesus understands the pain that my mom went through and the pain I feel in my heart because he endured it all here on earth. And I have hope knowing, it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that God gave his only begotten Son, that whoever so believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And my mom believed in him. My mom believed he was her Savior, that he came, he died, that he rose again, and that he went to prepare a place for us. And right now, it's comfort to me knowing that she was a child of God and that she's not suffering no more, that she's not sick, she's not in pain. But I also understand from the flesh side, when you're the one that's left behind, the pain of the emptiness, not hearing her voice on a phone call, not hearing her laugh and tease me. I miss those things so much. Not having a mom to talk to, and I'm still going through pain. But the one thing I know is I can lean on Jesus, and he will be there. And I want to share a beautiful song. My husband and I both love it so much, by Crowder. It's called "All My Hope." And if you really learn to put all your hope in Jesus, he can heal you. And he can make a difference in your life. So tonight, let's put all of our hope in Jesus and let's bring our burdens to him. Because I know I'm not the only one that's hurting. I know that I'm not the only one that suffered loss recently. And there's people that grieve for years and years. One of my friends just lost her fiance just a few days before Christmas to cancer. He was 39 years old. And I want to lift her up in prayer tonight because she's really going through. I just heard of a 16-year-old young man that was just diagnosed with cancer. There's people of all walks of life, all different ages, from young to old, that battle that disease. That's just one of the many diseases that can plague people's lives. We need to be praying for healing and for cures, but we need to keep remembering that the only true hope that we have is found in Jesus. So let's go into some worship. And Father God, I just pray, dear God, that you guard the airways tonight, Father God. Lord, in my weakness, I pray that you will be strength tonight. Lead me in this broadcast, God, and help me to direct others to that path of healing and the hope that we have in you, Father. And God, I still am healing. And I pray, dear God, that you help me, dear God, to keep my mother's memory alive. But let me think of her and smile and not cry and not hurt. Help me to see her in my future, not as gone, dear God. Because I know to be absent from the body is to be present in the Lord and that she's in your presence. I just miss her. You blessed me with such a beautiful mother. It's such a great loss to our family. She was so many things to so many. Father God, anoint me to do this show tonight, dear God. And Father, I pray that you take Reaching Out Radio to every corner of every nation, Lord. We want to share the true message of the cross and teach people true salvation, that the only way unto the Father is through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came, gave his life for us, died for us, but death could not hold him. Hallelujah. And he rose. And one day the trump will sound, and he will come back to get us. And Father God, I want to do all I can to make sure people are ready. I don't want to see anyone left behind. I thank you, dear God, that all of our hope can be found in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the perfect Lamb and for loving us so much that you made a way for us. And I just ask these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Forgiven, I've been washed. takes a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two before. Then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing.
I just feel led to keep on pressing in and going into some worship. And I love this song by Carrie Jo. It's titled, I Am Not Alone. Know that we're not alone tonight. I feel such a sweet presence and spirit of God all around me. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit and for knowing how to pray and seek my Father and the hope and the promises that we have in his word and knowing that he will never leave us or forsake us. He's such a good, good Father. And I pray tonight the show will help to comfort you, will help to uplift you. And when we press into his presence, truly seeking God, he will meet us there. It gives us an opportunity to call on him. He doesn't want you to carry your burdens. He doesn't want you to be bound in pain and loss and sorrow. He wants to break the chains. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you unspeakable joy that comes from him. And just encourages me tonight, knowing that he is with me, that I am not alone, that he understands my every pain, my every thought, for he created me. He knows me inside and out. He even knew me before I was in my beautiful mother's womb. And even though that I'm in the valley and I'm hurting and going through pain, I know to take time to thank God for allowing me to have such a beautiful mother like I did. What a blessing and privilege, because not everyone is so blessed to have a mother for 47 years like I did. She wasn't just my mom. She was my best friend. She taught me about God. We went to church together. We worshiped together. We did evangelistic work together. And it's so hard not having her here to share those things. God, that he gave me a husband that loved my mom the same as me because she became his mom too. And he does all he can to comfort me and understand. I call them mom moments. There'll be times, many of you might experience this where, as my husband calls them, triggers. I might be in Walmart and walk past something that we looked at or something that made us laugh. Or my mom and I love to go to Salvation Army, especially at Christmas time. We called it Gadden. And so many times, I'm reminded of her in so many places. I do in-home care for the elderly, and I have to go to the hospital at times or take people for tests and various things. And I'm reminded of my mom when I go there because I was with her at every cancer treatment, every doctor's appointment, and I would do it all again. And I thank God that he allowed me to be able to honor my mom. Because she was such a beautiful person, and I would do it over and over for her. But I know what my mom told me before she passed. She made me promise her that I would keep singing for God, that I would keep going forth in the evangelistic work and the radio ministry he called me to. And I know she would tell me not to cry and not to stop living, because my mom was an example to that. Her mom died with cancer at the age of 63. My mom was 67. And she missed her. But yet I still see my mom rise above through her faith and her strength in God. And she enjoyed life. And I know myself how precious the gift of life is. We all get so busy and wrapped up in things in this world that we don't take time to look to eternity, to focus on finishing the good race, to be leading people unto God. Because once we leave this body and we draw our last breath, there's two places, heaven or hell, that can be our final destination. And we're talking eternity, never ending. I don't want to see anybody go to hell. And being a child of God, I want to be a voice. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I just feel leading the Spirit how God's moving. And I'm always obedient in that. We need to be leading people to God. We need to be sharing truth. We need to not judge people by what they look like, where they come from, what part of the world that they live in. Praise be to God. Reaching Out Radio has listeners in Russia, in China, in different parts of Africa, Switzerland, in Canada, in Norway. The list is endless, and I thank God for that. I am so honored and humbled that he is letting us reach places like this. All glory unto him. But I just want you to be encouraged and know that you're not alone. And I want to go into that worship song, and then we're going to get into some scriptures that will help with healing. And at the end of the program, I'm going to share a prayer for comfort in the time of loss. But right now, I just think this song is so beautiful and is an opportunity to remind you that you are not alone. Just may it bless you, and just press into his presence. Just lift your hands and honor him and worship him. He loves our praise. Hallelujah.
When I walk
Praise be to God. He goes before us, and he will never leave us. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. At times, we endure trials so difficult. We wonder how we'll come through it. And it's so powerful and encouraging to go to the Word and to see some examples of what the Bible offers and teaches us in regards to examples of ordinary people placed in extraordinarily difficult circumstances. And I want to share a couple of stories right now with you out of the Word of God, and we'll show that God will stand right by us when we place Him first. Hallelujah. Christians were designed by God to endure and spiritually prosper from life's trials. However, our loving Heavenly Father and Elder Brother Jesus Christ wants us to know that as we face the challenges of life, we do not do so alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13 and 5. Let's examine two accounts from the Scriptures that will give us the comforting reassurance that God and Jesus Christ will never leave us or nor forsake us. Hallelujah. And I love this story. I get so excited when I go to the Word and I see men and women that stood for God and had no fear, and they would not denounce their God and they would put no gods before them. And I love the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the first example is found in the book of Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was ruler over one of the greatest empires in world history. Nebuchadnezzar felt the need to unify the various peoples in his empire that stretched from Babylon to Egypt. To unify these various cultures and peoples, he decided that a state religion was needed. He erected a huge statue, that means he rose it up, that the people could worship as a symbol of his wondrous empire. Any person who would not worship that image was to die in a fiery furnace. And there's scripture reference to that in Daniel 3, 1 through 11. Write that down so you can study it. Daniel 3, 1 through 11. However, three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had been taken captive from their homeland of Judah, refused to worship the image. They were to face a literally fiery furnace, Daniel 3, 12 through 15. The three young men spoke with one voice. They were placing their faith in the true God who would submit to his will and not that the king of Nebuchadnezzar And we know that God tells us that we are not to have no other gods before him. And they were being true to that. Hallelujah. If God wanted to intervene and spare them, so be it. If not, and God allowed them to die, they would submit to the will of God through this trial. Daniel 3:16-18. And I would love to read the scripture there. In Daniel 3:16-18, it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Hallelujah. They were standing true to the God they served, keeping their faith in him, knowing that it could result in death, but their hope was in him, and knowing that God would stay true to them. Hallelujah. Enraged at the lack of submission of these three foreigners, King Nebuchadnezzar had the fiery furnace heated 7 times hotter than normal. He was determined to set an example of these young men, and we can find reference to this in Daniel 3:19-24. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded that most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the middle of the burning fiery furnace. Can you even begin to imagine? Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was so hot that one's turned to prepare, and what it's saying there, to go into the fire, it took their life. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the middle of the burning fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the middle of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. I love this story. And when in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, it was noted that the three young men were not alone as they faced the trial of their lives, Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, I see four men walking about unbound and unharmed in the fire, and the fourth looks like a divine being. Hallelujah. God was right there in the midst of that fire with him. Hallelujah. Because he is a faithful God. What was the result of this trial? King Nebuchadnezzar recognized that it was the true God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had done these mighty feats. The great God of the universe was then magnified by decree throughout the empire, and the three young men were then promoted. Hallelujah. They stood true to the God that they served. They stayed true to his commandments, not having no other God before them, and they refused to bow down. And through their faith, God showed himself in the midst, and they seen the king Nebuchadnezzar seen the power of God, and they were promoted, hallelujah, because he's a faithful God. And when you keep your faith in him and you do not waver to the left or to the right, he is faithful to stand with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That story just excites me so much. I love that from my youth. And we're going to continue on with another story out of the Word. Stephen's heroic stand for God. In the pages of the New Testament, we have another story of a man facing the trial of his life, but doing so with Jesus Christ, standing shoulder to shoulder with him. We find this example in Acts 6-7. Stephen was a man of God, mighty in the scriptures, so much so that the unbelieving Jews would not refute him. And we can look to scripture reference in Acts 6-10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Before the Jewish Sanhedrin, Stephen accused those Jewish leaders of rejecting God's ways that their forefathers had. And you can find scripture reference to that in Acts 6 and 12 and 7 and 53. And let's go to the word there. And having some technical difficulty there, but go ahead and write that down, Acts 6 and 12, 7 and 53. And I just get so excited in these stories and the word of God, and I love how it comes to life, and the word of God is living and true. As King Nebuchadnezzar was enraged at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Jews of Sanhedrin were enraged at Stephen, Acts 7 and 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. In this case, God allowed Stephen not to be rescued, as were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Stephen gave his life as a martyr. Know what happens next in the story of Stephen. To encourage him, God allowed Stephen to see a vision of heaven, the glory of God, and know Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God, Acts 7, 55 and 56. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Hallelujah, how powerful. We humans are inspired and moved by what we see. Stephen was allowed to see and vision the glory of God, which he knew he would experience at the time of his resurrection. He was also moved by seeing Jesus Christ fully engaged in standing with him during the moment of his greatest need. Truly, these two stories illustrate the simple yet powerful fact that God the Father and Jesus Christ will never leave us or forsake us. Wow, that's just so powerful to me. Those are just some examples. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were rescued, and God used them in a different way. But yet, he had a different aspect for Stephen, and I encourage you to go to the Word and study and have a better understanding. I only have so much time on here, and I'd like to go deeper into these things, and we are going to have some upcoming Bible studies as we get back going here, but I'm excited and moved in the Spirit, knowing that God never leaves us or forsaken. And also, in Psalms 147 and 3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. And I'm just so inspired and encouraged right now by the Word of God that I want to share a song. I love it. It always moves me in my spirit. I love to worship and go into prayer before I face my day or things I may be going to do in my house, but I want to share this song, and I just absolutely love it. It's by Charles Jenkins, and it's called "My God is Awesome." And how awesome is our God that he comes into the midst of our fiery furnaces, and he stands with us, and he shields us and protects us, and that Jesus stands with us through our trials. Whether we are going to be facing death, our outcome is going to be a great testimony. Whether life or death, he's always there with us in the midst, and he is an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, "My God is awesome."
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, "He can move mountains."
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, "Hide me from the rain."
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
Come
awesome.
On, heals me when I'm broken. Where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, "He can move mountains."
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever, where he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name.
Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
To God. He is an awesome God. And right now I want to go to some scripture and just, I really want us to have some hope and some help as we're going through our grief and our loss and our pain. And if you're hurting from the loss of a child or a loved one, maybe you have someone that has been diagnosed with cancer or heart problems or whatever the disease may be, whatever it is that you're going through, it is my hope and prayer that these scriptures will comfort you and that God will use them to sustain you. And most important, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you to search your heart and make that choice. I do not know how anyone can go through such heartache and retain any sanity without the peace and love of God carrying them through it. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38. Hallelujah. God's word sustains us through the darkest times of our grief and will continue to do so on a daily basis. I know me, I have clung to scripture for comfort and prayed for the peace that passes all understanding. And yes, it does exist. Claim the promises the Bible gives us and lay all of your hurt on the shoulders of the Father. There is nothing our God cannot do, including healing the pain and hurt your heart is going through. I know how literally consuming grief can be and is, especially in the beginning. And it does get easier with lots of time and prayer. But know this, there is a reason you are still alive. And that's something myself I had to understand. I actually was explaining to my husband, I felt guilty because I'm alive and my mom lost her fight to cancer and died. And it's still something at times that I deal with. But there is a reason I am here. There is a reason that you are still here. God is not finished with us, or yet he would have taken us home. As my mom laid in the hospital, and I was by her side time and time again, and the day that she died, I prayed with all of my heart for understanding. And at times, I wanted to die too. I missed her so much. I had all these guilty feelings. Excuse me, that I wanted to be with her and I felt bad that I was here and that she wasn't. And at times I still feel like I can't go on or even keep breathing. The heartache is so suffocating. And at times I thought I committed some kind of sin that caused her death, or maybe I wasn't praying right, or my faith wasn't strong enough, but somehow it was my fault. But God reassured me this is not true. Bad things happen because we are in the world. Even though we are not of this world as believers, life will keep on going and it will drag you with it whether you want it to or not. We have to make a decision to allow God to help us work through our grief and show us how to pick up the pieces of our life and go on. We can't quit living because someone we love had to quit living. That's not God's plan for us. We're all going to face death one day. Nobody knows the time that we will draw our last breath. But that is one thing that we all will face one day. Our time will be up and God will call us home. And we need to be found ready for this. And that's something else that's really important, that we have a true understanding that we will die, that we're not in control of our life. And at the very end, it comes down to a choice. If you accept Jesus as your Savior, spending eternity in heaven with him, or if you deny him and do not believe in him and do not believe in God, then your destination will be hell. And I'm going to keep it real with you on that. And we'll get into those kind of studies at a later time, but all that goes hand in hand. And now this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him, 1 John 4:17. As I was saying earlier in the previous account of things that happened in my mom's death, I believe my mom's life had purpose, and whatever that purpose was fulfilled in the time that she was here. And I believe that when my mom passed, she was carried into the presence of God the Father at the moment of her death. And my hope is in knowing that one day that I will be with her again, that we will be reunited, and we will never have to part again. God knows us even before we are in our mother's womb. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. Psalms 139:13-16. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. I know personally myself, I didn't feel blessed because I was mourning. I really started taking a hard look at the last part of the verse, for they shall be comforted. That means God will provide comfort when you're hurting so badly and you feel like you can't take another breath, and I know I've been there. He will sustain you and carry you through this time. He will provide what you need, but only if you ask him to. Get a hold of that. Only if you ask him to. He does not barge in on your life and take charge without you asking him to do so. He gives us free will. If you want comfort, you must ask him for it. And Father God, right now, I just want to come before your throne of grace, Father. And Father God, I'm just asking tonight that you comfort me, dear God. That you give me strength to face life without my mom and help me to let go of feelings of guilt and things that I feel like I've done wrong. Because I need to realize that her life was in your hands. My life is in your hands. You created us all, Father God. And we all have a purpose and a plan, dear God. And I pray you help me to rise above these things, dear God. From this pain, from this hurt, through this morning, dear God, use it for future ministry, Father God. Lord, help me to keep going till I finish the good race, God. I thank you for being my comfort, being my shield to my weakness, my source and my power, God. I thank you for the beautiful gift of life, Father God. I pray for those, dear God, that are hurting, dear God. Lord, dear God, let your spirit move upon them, dear God. Let them hear for you, dear God. Send spirit and comfort all around them, dear God. Let healing begin, dear God, in their lives. I ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's greatest love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:21-23. There are times I feel like I could be consumed by my grief, but I cling to the scriptures because I know God's love will not fail me. It says we will not be consumed because of how strong his love is for us as his children. We are told as Christians we will suffer through things just as non-believers will because of this old world we live in, but we have an advantage. We have God on our side to cover us with his hands, protect us from being devoured. It does not mean we won't have bad things happen, but it means we have the only one who can get us through watching over us and carrying us for in ways we do not even recognize. This hope to me, and when you hit bottom, you have to have something to hope for, knowing God's love was steadfast and unchanging, carried through me through many hard times, and I know it will continue to carry me. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord, 1 Samuel 1:10. This scripture has meant a lot to me since my mom's death. I needed to know other women felt like I have other men have felt like I had. I need that kind of connection. I felt that connection with Hannah, and she was barren and desperate for a child. And I felt the desperation in my own life before when I wanted children, and my husband and I have longed to have a child together, and right now that has not been fulfilled yet, but God has a purpose and a reason for everything. But even back in biblical times, women experienced grief relating to their children. Comfort to me knowing I was not alone. You know, in every situation, there's something that we all can compare to others that went through things in the Word of God. And, you know, I was relating to this with Hannah because of what she was going through and her pain and, you know, me losing my mom. I've never lost a child, but I have lost my mother, and I know firsthand that pain. And I know there's others I've met that I can connect with and I can share in the Word with, and people that will understand cancer takes so many lives. And in that, I have to remember God said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And when I'm going through and I'm having hard days, whatever it may be, I will speak it out loud so the enemy hears me, that I know the source and power, and I will ask God to perfect his power in my weakness, and he always does. If there was a time in my life I was weak, it was in the weeks and the days, the weeks and the months after my mom passed. To know that God's strength was at its best when I needed it the most gave me courage to take another breath. And I'm still going through this because it's almost been 3 months. And it just seems so new to me. It seems impossible to glory in my infirmities when you don't feel you have the strength to go on with your life. But God's grace is sufficient. There is power through Christ Jesus to sustain you when nothing else can. You must allow him to carry the burden. There are things too big for us to handle on our own. We cannot, as mothers and fathers, go through the loss of a child or as a daughter and son or a wife or husband, brother or sister, whatever it may be, and retain any sanity without his help. I don't think that it's wrong to ask why. I have many times over the years. But you have to recognize God's authority and know that whatever purpose there was for your loved one, it was fulfilled during the time that they were here. We don't understand all of it, and honestly, I don't believe we have the capacity to. But I take comfort knowing that one day, God will hold me close and explain it to me in a way that I can't understand. Hallelujah. And I love this scripture, and I really want you to let this scripture go into your heart. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. I know myself, I want rest and peace more than anything. And I have been weary and I'm still weary. But God provided in ways and still does that I could never expect. And in some ways that I don't even realize until after a long time. Sometimes a stranger's kind word or thoughtful gesture meant so much to me and brought me comfort. Not everyone said the right things, and at times they still don't. But there were a lot of people who did, just by being there when I needed them and knowing that they cared. The Lord is near to those who are brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And going through grief and the loss of a loved one and watching them suffer and sick and feeling helpless, let me tell you, it can crush your spirit. It can shake your faith. It can put you to a mindset you never even would comprehend And sometimes you can lose yourself in those things. But that's why it is so important that we stay clinging to the scriptures and the hopes and promises we have in God, knowing that in our weakness we can cry out to him and he will be our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God that he is close to those who are suffering. He knows the pain we're going through and he keeps us from being consumed by it. I know without a doubt, if it was not for the grace of God, I wouldn't be getting through my mother's death. And I would be bitter and downtrodden woman. But through his love and compassion, he saves me from being crushed by the weight of the burden I carry. At times, my heart still aches for my mom. And I know it will continue to ache for her. The ache at times is dull, and sometimes it's even harder on other days. I have good, I have bad days. At times, I want to just wake up thinking it's a bad dream, realizing, no, my mom really is gone. I don't believe that it will ever go away completely. And I don't want to forget my mom. I just want God to get me to a place where I can smile when I think of her and the way she would dance and be silly and the way she loved me. She loved me so unconditionally. And I still cry at times just talking about her. But I rest in knowledge that God is near. Continue to carry me if I allow him to. It's a choice, a conscious decision you have to make. You have to acknowledge that you need help getting through this, and God is the only answer. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a power and love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Satan will use times of grief to wage war on the believer's mind. Yes, he will. I know that firsthand. It truly is a battle for your mind. You need to recognize that God is not the author of confusion, nor does he give us irrational thoughts. Those things do not come from the Father. A sound mind is a blessing you can claim with this scripture. Hallelujah. And if the children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, Romans 8:17-18. It is so hard for us to think of suffering this way. When adversity strikes, our human nature wants to curl up in a ball and make the world go away. I know myself, I had some of those days just curled up on the couch, crying myself to sleep, hoping I would wake up, feeling better the next day, still finding myself not wanting to face the loss of my mom. But the Bible teaches us that although we are suffering now, it's nothing compared to the glory we will have in heaven. Our lives here on earth are a blink in time compared to eternity. Christ took all of our sin at the cross so that we might spend eternity with him and our children, our mother, our brother, our sister, our father. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Revelation 7:17. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:6-8. These are my favorite scriptures. I read them out loud many, many times and still do. I tried to find things to thank God for. Sometimes it was just air to breathe. Sometimes it's making it through another day. I encourage you, try to find something, no matter how small it is, to praise God for. Try to focus on anything in your life that is good rather than bad, rather than the loss of your loved one. There is peace that passes all understanding. The calmness and serenity it provides is indescribable and will protect your heart and mind from the onslaught of grief that seems unbearable. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40 and 31. God can and will strengthen you through your grief and heartache. Sometimes when we are consumed by what we are dealing with, it is difficult to quiet the mind enough to allow yourself to hear God's words. Remember that His love for us is so great, greater than that we have even for our own children, that He will comfort you and give you strength and get you through the day. Hallelujah. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 18 and 10. Praise be to God. The scriptures comfort me so much, and I just look forward to knowing that one day, through God's mercy and grace of my salvation through Jesus Christ, I know I will get to spend eternity with my mom, but most important, I will get to see Jesus, my Savior, face to face. And I want to share a little poem with you called The Weaving. My life is but a weaving between my God and me. I do not choose the colors. He worketh steadily. Oft-times He weaves with sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget He sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and shuttle cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and explain the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the skillful weaver's hand as threads of gold and silver in the pattern He has planned. Hallelujah. And I really hope that those scriptures comfort you tonight and that they give you hope. And I just pray tonight you can gain some strength through this. And I want to go into our last song of worship, and then I want to close out with a prayer for comfort. And we will have more coming broadcasts. I'm wanting to have Brian and Leah Thoughts on to share their new book. It's actually their second book, and it teaches on walking through grief. And they lost their daughter, who was 18 years old. A man took her life, shot her, and they have a powerful testimony in ministry. And I want to have them back on to share that, and I'm hoping they'll get to be host on here again. But right now, I just want to get us to a place where we can get rooted in God's word, lay our burdens at His feet, and come to Him tonight and surrender everything. And the last song I want to share tonight is a beautiful song, and it's by Kathy Wilson, and it's called I Surrender. And that's what you need to do. You need to give all your pain, every heartache, every anger, every doubt, every fear, everything you have to God, and surrender it. When you bring it to Him and lay it at His feet and let go of it, He will carry your burden, and He will fill you with joy, and He will fill you with strength. He will carry you in the moments that you're too weak to go any further. He will give you peace, and we have hope knowing that one day we will be with Him in eternity and with our loved ones that are saved in eternity. Close your eyes. Start to pray. Focus your mind upon Him, not things of this world, not things around you. But right now, just focus your mind on Him and get to a place where you can surrender it all to Him.
Turn my ear and incline.
My hope is tonight that you can surrender it all and lay it down to Him. Lean on His understanding, not your own. Root yourself in the Word daily. Let His scriptures comfort you, strengthen you, reassure you. I pray that you can get yourself anchored in Jesus, knowing that God will never leave you or forsake you. And I thank you all so much for listening tonight, and I thank all of our listeners all around the world that listen on demand, because many of them are on the other side of the world, and they hear the shows after they're on because of time differences. But I want all my brothers and sisters in Christ to know, the ones that are in various parts of New Zealand, Australia, Switzerland, Africa, China, the list is endless. All different parts of the world, Scotland, the United Kingdom, all over the United States, wherever you are from, no matter if you're white, black, red, yellow, orange, that we love you. And most of all, that God loves you. And we want to be a part of your walk and help you to grow. We want heaven to be your home. We want to be there for you in Bible studies. We don't want to share things that aren't of truth. We only share the true living Word of God, and we will not add to or take away from His words. Our hope is in Jesus Christ here at Reaching Out Radio. He is the way, the truth, and the life. God is our source and power, and we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, going forth, sharing messages on the airway, and all the ministers that work here all have their own ministries outside of Reaching Out Radio. Each have their own gifts and talents that they use to reach the lost, the broken, and I'm so blessed to work with all the different men and women that God has brought to be a part of the platform on Reaching Out Radio that he called me to 2 years ago. I just felt such a beautiful spirit tonight, and I feel strengthened myself after the broadcast tonight. And please join us again Sunday morning. Visit our homepage at Reaching Out Radio, and it will show all of our upcoming broadcasts. And remember, we have over 200 episodes you can go through, listen, and download as much as you want for free, and share them. Help to get the word out there. And we pray that they bless you. There's four-part series studies on there. There's various artists that's been on, and authors, God's Prophetic Timeline. There's some really good stuff on All Glory to God. So check out our homepage and check out all of our episodes. And thank you again for your time. God bless you all. And if you have prayer requests, you can message me here on Reaching Out Radio, or you can find me on Facebook under Montel Fields, MontellFields, and send me a message to let me know that you heard me here on Reaching Out Radio and what your prayer request is, or maybe you want to be on a show. Just give me a message either here on Reaching Out Radio or on Facebook, and I will gladly talk to you. Maybe you have an idea even for an upcoming show. This is all about God and glorifying him, and I welcome everybody that wants to come on and share their gifts and their talents for God. And right now I want to share that prayer in closing for you, and it's to deal with the comfort in our loss and prayer for comfort in our grief. And as we were sharing earlier, loss can come upon you suddenly. It can overwhelm us with grief. But as you give yourself time and space to accept the reality of your loss and pain, and you give it to God and you ask for his help, he will help you to heal. Consider these sure words of comfort from scriptures and pray the prayer with me, asking Father God to give you new hope and strength to go on. Dear Lord, please help us in this time of loss and overwhelming grief. Right now, it seems like nothing will ease the pain of this loss. I don't understand why you have allowed this heartache in my life. But I turn to you for comfort now. I seek your loving and reassuring presence. Please, dear Lord, be our strong fortress, our shelter in this storm. We lift our eyes to you because we know our help comes from you. We fix our eyes on you. Give me the strength to seek you, to trust in your unfailing love and faithfulness. Heavenly Father, we will wait on you and not despair. We will quietly wait for your salvation. Our hearts are crushed, Lord. We pour out our brokenness to you. We know that you will not abandon us forever. Please show us your compassion, Lord. Help us find a path of healing through the pain that we will hope in you again. Lord, we trust in your strong arms and loving care. You are a good Father. We will put our hope in you. We believe the promise in your word to send us fresh mercy each new day. We will return to this place of prayer until we can feel your comforting embrace. Although we can't see past today, we trust in your great love to never fail us. Give us your grace to face this day. Our burdens on you, knowing you will carry us. Give us courage and strength to meet the days ahead. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34:18. The unfailing of the Lord never ends. By his mercies we have been kept from complete destruction. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy begins afresh each day. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is wonderfully good to those who wait for him and seek him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. For the Lord does not abandon anyone forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion according to the greatness of his unfailing love. Lamentations 3:22-26. Praise be to you, Father God, for your comfort, for hope that we have in you. I just encourage you all to keep on pushing. Don't back down when God is backing you up. We love you, but know that God loves you more. And we look forward to what he's got in store for us here on Reaching Out Radio in the year ahead. Thank you all again for your love and continued support, and keep the word going forth. God bless you all. And again, we'll be back on Sunday morning. Just keep watching the homepage here on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, sharing the true message of God. God bless you all, and good night.